Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back to Bravo Breaking News with Kim and Lisa. So today we have a very special episode. We are taking a trip over to the vineyard with our special guest, Nick Arrington from Summer House Martha's Vineyard. Everyone, welcome Nick.
Hello. Thank you for having me. Hey, Lisa. Hey, Kim.
We are so happy to have you on. I am so ready for season two of Martha's Vineyard. We have the premiere coming up Sunday, March 24th. But before we get into season two, Nick, I have to ask you about season one, because we did not get a reunion last season, and I need some answers to what went down last season. So as you know, you did get into a little trouble last season with the DMs. You were sliding into some of the Instagram accounts of the other castmates while you allegedly had a girlfriend. But, you know, we kind of got that wrapped up at the end of last season. We met Tayshia on the finale, who really had your back. So can you explain a little bit about, you know, how that went down last season and where your head was at and where the two of you stand now?
Yeah. So before we get into that, I want to say thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. I appreciate that. And I'm actually very, very excited for season two. I wanted to add a little color to what you said. Definitely Sunday, 24th of March is right around the corner. So that's going to be 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 Central, and 6 o'clock Pacific. So make sure you tune in. So let's get into it. Let's rewind the tape a little bit and kind of dig into that. First and foremost, I want to say I'm not perfect. I'm not a perfect guy, and people make mistakes. But I will say what I do like to do is be accountable. That's what I can do. And as we went through the season, I actually had the opportunity to be on in the audience to watch What Happens Live to support Preston. And, you know, on the back of that accountability, I had the opportunity to apologize for my actions. And like you said, Tayshia came on and she had my back, because we don't let anything come in between her and I. We don't let anything or anybody. So we're good. And I'm glad that, you know, she's, you know, stood up for us. And yeah, that's where we are. That's where we are.
So it looks like you're in a relationship again this season. Is it with Tayshia or is it with someone new?
Definitely still with Tayshia.
Okay.
Like I said, not
this. Okay. Got it. So in the trailer for season two, Amir is kind of accusing you of having wandering eyes.
Nick has a girlfriend, but sometimes his eyes wander.
And we see a little touchy-feely moment with you and Shanice.
What's the nature of y'all relationship of what's deemed acceptable?
Why? What's going on there?
So, well, there's a lot in that question. So let me just take it in pieces. So first, let's start from the beginning. This is not a story I share with a lot of people because it happened to me a long time ago. I actually got into a baseball accident and I got hit with a baseball in the right eye and lost the majority of my vision. I played baseball in college. So with that being said, I mean, I really have to focus when I do see things. So using one eye, that's already, you know, a difficulty in itself, and it doesn't wander. So we'll see where Amir is going with this. I don't know. I'll let him speak to that. But yeah, this eye is focused. In regards to Shanice and I, we're good friends, right? Shanice and I, we kick it when she comes to New York, etc. So from the angle that you're seeing in the trailer is doing what it's supposed to be doing. I'm actually moving out of the way. But it's time for a second drop. Make sure you tune in so you really see what happened. And again, we start the season off on Sunday on the 24th of March. So tune in and watch and you'll see what really happened.
Okay. I like your comeback, because I feel like, you know, the fact that you and Tayshia are still together after filming two seasons of the show and after these like claims coming out by your cast members, that says a lot. And probably, you know, obviously you said you make mistakes, but whatever has happened, you've obviously worked through it with Tayshia. So I am happy to hear that. And I think that to the viewers, that means a lot. The fact that you're still in this relationship, you're going strong, and maybe the cast members don't have quite, you know, the angle that they're trying to have there.
Thank you. Yeah, it sounds like we're on the same page.
So also for season two, let's talk about some of the other cast members, because obviously there is an absence this season, and that is Silas. He is not joining for this second season. You know, he's gone away. But after the end of last season, with those very dramatic fights between him and Jasmine, how was the house different without him in it? Did it feel a little lighter? Did Jasmine act any differently? Can you speak to that a little bit?
Well, I can't speak for other people. I can speak for me. I know if Silas is deployed, right? So I know if I was away from Tasia for that period of time, you know, I would be lonely. I would be sad. You know, I mean, she could be gone for a week and I would miss her. So I definitely empathize from that perspective. But I hope Silas rests easy whilst he's away, knowing that, you know, Jasmine's coming back to the house. She has us, we're a support system, and we got her, you know? And also in that same light, distance makes Stark grow fonder, you know? So hopefully this time away brings them close together. And, I'm happy they're still going strong. And it's just different. It's different when you don't have your partner around, you know? So I don't want to say it was lighter. It's just different. It's just different. And I empathize for them.
Yeah, definitely. It seemed like, you know, going straight from getting married basically into the house last season was, you know, maybe not the easiest transition for them. But, you know, I'm happy to see that they're still going strong. And, you know, hopefully Silas gets to come back soon. But I'll be happy to see Jasmine on the screen again also. So what else? Anything else that you can tell us of what to expect from season two? Any juicy details you can give us? We're here for all of it.
I think the juiciest detail I can share right now is to make sure you tune in on March 24th. But for real, this summer, so much fun. Now that all of us have gotten closer, we get out in the vineyard, which is gorgeous, by the way. Get out in the vineyard, spend a lot of time outside, which is great. And I think we have like a different party or activity, you know, every day. So I hope all you guys watching, I hope you guys have as much fun watching as we did on the vineyard this past summer, because it's an incredible time. You know, there's a lot of laughs. I mean, I think laughing with Summer and Jordan, sometimes my stomach hurt. We laughed so much.
That's the best.
There's some tears. There's a little bit of drama. I think it's going to be great. I think you guys going to enjoy it. I really, really do. So make sure you start and stay locked in from episode one to the end.
And it looks like you guys are in a new house this season. How would you compare last summer's house versus this summer's?
So I think both houses are beautiful. This one is in another part of the vineyard. It's big, a lot of square footage. So there's a lot of room for activities, if you will. It's really nice. We have a very, very large backyard this year. We have a trampoline, we have a pool. We have like this playground, built-in playground sort of thing. The trampoline is huge. The trampoline looks like
amazing.
Cool. But yeah, it's a beautiful house. I mean, all the houses on the vineyard are gorgeous. So we're just blessed to be able to, you know, spend some time in beautiful properties.
Yeah. Well, and hopefully you get your own bathroom and a big closet this time.
I have enough closet space. You'll see.
All right, good. I'm excited.
Speaking of closet space, so I did do a question sticker on Instagram, and a lot of people wanted to know, where does your style inspiration come from? Obviously, your style really sticks out. You have a very unique style. It's kind of unlike anybody else in the house. So we know you do styling as well. Where do you kind of come up with all of these looks?
So first of all, I think it's great that people recognize that. I love clothes. I love getting dressed. What did I say in the first season? My wardrobe is the most extensive, right?
Oh, yes. Extensive, not expensive. I totally heard you say extensive, by the way.
Him, Lisa, you're on my team. I love this.
Team Nick right here.
Hashtag Team Nick all the way. But where does my style come from? I think I now, like stylists, like you say, oh, we're going to pull for this person or pull for that person. I started pulling, if you will, from my mother when I was a kid. So there's this store, it's East Coast based store. They're no longer in business, called Daffy's. And it was right across the street from the house that I grew up in. And when my mother said, like, oh, I'm going to the mall, that didn't mean like she was going and we were going to stay at home. That means everybody was going to the mall, you know? And she's like, go get me this in another color. And I already knew my mother's size. So I went and pulled it and brought it back. And I used to watch her like put her pieces together. And, you know, she was very particular on how we, you know, left her house. And there's a quote I shared with the audience last season. You know, you're not going to go out of my house looking any kind of way because people will treat you, you know. So I started using an iron when I was 5 years old. I had to have that crease, you know, down the sleeve of my shirt because that's what I saw my mother do, you know, and it had to be cuffed just right when I went to kindergarten. I mean, ironing in kindergarten, you know, so I have to give my mother flowers. So, yeah, that's where I get most of my inspiration from, to be fair. And obviously in college and high school, I subscribed to GQ heavily and, you know, flipping through those magazines. I mean, I'm wearing, you know, a cashmere jacket in the house, you know, what are we doing?
I love it. I love it. Everyone else needs to take notes and step up.
Team Nick, not only take notes, but step. Look, Team Nick, I love that. Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah, of course. So tell us, were you able to attend BravoCon this year or last year?
No, I wasn't at BravoCon. I was actually in New York City. That was a marathon weekend. And I helped coach. There were like 30 or 40 runners that I was supporting on the marathon route. So I was out screaming, cheering my head off. So I was actually here in New York City. But I was watching from my phone. And it looked like it was a lot of fun.
It certainly was. I got to meet a few of the girls from your show. I got to meet Milo. I mean... Hello, like biggest celebrity there. And but yeah, so well, hopefully this upcoming BravoCon we'll see you there.
Yeah, I would love to be there and have a good time.
Yeah, so I'm curious, you didn't attend BravoCon, but have you had the chance to interact or meet any fellow Bravo celebrities from other shows?
Yeah, so I met pretty much the entire cast of Summer House, Winter House, met some of the ladies from Real House of New York, Potomac. Yeah, I've always had great interactions with everybody, albeit brief. Always a good time. I mean, I'm pretty easy on the eyes. I'm very friendly, gregarious. So yeah, it's been great. It's been great all up. Never had a bad experience with anybody. It's been great. We're like a one big family, to be fair. At least that's the experience that I've had.
Okay, so we have one more fun question. And then we're going to go into our rapid fire lightning round.
Yeah. So I want to know if you had to transition to any other show on Bravo, whether it be the other Summer House, Southern Charm or Vanderpump Rules. I'm not going to name the Housewives because, you know, that obviously wouldn't work. But which one would you choose? Which cast would you like to mingle with the most and why?
Selfishly, I wouldn't want to transfer to another show. I love the venue. The venue has so much history. It's beautiful. It's a way for me to escape New York, which is, you know, a lot. You know, it's just so busy, busy, busy. It gives me an opportunity to, like, relax and really enjoy my friends and enjoy the sights of the vineyard. However, if anyone wants to invite me in as a guest, I'm happy to do that. And then I think it would work. I would pop down to Potomac, have a dinner with the ladies in the Real Housewives of Potomac. Why not? You know, I'll go anywhere. As long as the invite is there, I'm there, and I'm there for a good time, you know? But I'm not creative.
I think you would actually fit in well with the ladies of Potomac. I would really like to see you and the Grand Dame sit down for a dinner. Like, I think that would be iconic. Have you met Karen?
I have not. No, I haven't met Karen.
Okay.
Yet.
Okay. Yet. Yep. Yet. There's that yet. We've got to make it happen.
Yeah. You know, BravoCon, the seeds are being planted.
Exactly. Exactly. BravoCon makes things happen. All right. Here we go. Lightning round with Nick from Summer House Martha's Vineyard. Nick, who's the messiest in the house?
Messiest? Definitely Amir. Stuff everywhere. Never can find anything. And when he can't, hey, Nick, can I borrow your flip-flops? Hey, Nick, can I borrow your brush? He never knows where anything is ever. Amir, for sure.
Okay. And who's the cleanest?
Definitely me. Most organized. I mean, closet is organized. Everything is in a place where it should be. You know, if I put my watches over here, that's where they'll stay for the duration of the trip. That's it.
I can definitely see that. You have nice things, you care about your stuff, and you want to keep it organized. Okay, so who in the house wakes up the latest?
The latest? The latest riser is probably Amir, to be fair. Probably Amir. Yeah, he's a hard sleeper. Probably Amir.
And what about the earliest?
That's a toss-up between, with context, that's a toss-up between myself, Preston, and Jasmine, right? Because I get up in the morning to go run. I usually hear Preston on a conference call, or I pass Jasmine and she's walking out of the kitchen after a cup of tea or something like that. I don't know what time, who woke up first, but between us, we're the early risers.
All right, you guys are out and about in the public spaces first.
For sure.
Okay, who cooks the most? We saw Amir cooking quite a bit last season. Is he the one who cooks the most in the house?
Amir, 100%. Not only does he cook for the whole house, like he's like taking dietary restrictions, all the things. Yeah, he's got it. The kitchen belongs to Amir.
Okay, who is the one that's actually working out on vacation? Who's using the gym the most? Is anybody?
I think that's a toss-up. Well, if you include the whole island, you know, I'm in that mix because I run the entire island.
Mm-hmm. Like,
you know, so it's probably between Amir and myself. And Shanice actually works out too, so she gets in the mix.
Yeah, I think running definitely counts. You won't catch me doing it, but it totally counts. All right, who is the most likely to pour the first cocktail of the day?
100% Shanice. Before water, before breakfast, definitely rosé. 100%.
So literally rosé all day.
That's her drink of choice for sure.
And I think I already know the answer to this one, but who brings the most luggage?
Ooh, Kim, Lisa, you know that's me. The most bag, every single bag overweight. That one's heavy. That one's heavy. Just try to get it on the plane. You know, I even offered to help get it on the conveyor belt. And that one's really heavy. That one has the shoes in it.
Yeah, we had a feeling it would be you, but just needed to get that confirmation.
So before we let you go, Nick, you've been so gracious with your time. Thank you so much for joining us. Is there anything else other than promoting the season 2 premiere that you want to let us know, you know, maybe those that haven't tuned into season 1 and are seeing you fresh in season 2, is there anything you kind of want to get off your chest and let the viewers know?
Yeah, so in this moment, I don't want to just make it about myself, and I don't want it to seem like, oh, I'm just watch. I think there's something for everybody in the show, you know? I think we touch on so many different topics, and what I really hope is the audience sees themselves in us. You know, like, you know what? I can resonate with that. You know what? That actually happened to me too. And, you know, I feel where they're coming from. And hopefully people can find joy, comfort, they can recognize themselves in us, and we all grow together.
Well, thank you so, so much for joining us, Nick. We are so excited for season 2. You know, I hope we can have you on again, maybe during the season, to kind of talk about what's going on, what's going down. I know there is a lot of drama to come, so guys, make sure you tune in. And thanks again, Nick, for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.